online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, this is the news at 5 o'clock. I'm Emma Ryan. In this bulletin, it's emerged that a woman in her 90s who died following a crash in County Mayo yesterday was from Donegal. Gardaí are seeking to identify a number of youths observed in Buncrana around the time of a fire which completely destroyed a portable cabin office. Two sporting pitches in Donegal were vandalised over the weekend, and a nationalist bonfire in Derry is the latest in a string of recent hate incidents across the north. These stories in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at around 5:15. First in news, and it's emerged that a woman in her 90s who died following a crash in County Mayo yesterday was from Donegal. Katie Doherty from Railway View in Lahey was a passenger in one of two cars that had collided on the N17 close to Kilkelly turnoff at 5:50 p.m. Three women and two children were taken to Mayo University Hospital to be treated for their injuries, but Mrs. Doherty later passed away. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to contact them. Gardaí are also seeking to identify a number of youths observed in Buncrana around the time of a fire which completely destroyed a portable cabin office. Around 8:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Thursday last, the fire was started on a site adjacent to Park Moor housing estate. Significant damage was also caused to three lorries. Garda Sean Sweeney is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
Gardaí and Buncrana are investigating a criminal damage incident which occurred on a site adjacent to the Park Moor housing estate. This incident occurred on Thursday the 11th between 8:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. So the Gardaí and the fire services were alerted to a fire of a portable office cabin which resulted in it being completely burned down. There was also significant damage caused to three lorries located inside, with windscreens and windows being smashed, doors damaged, along with some other internal damage to the vehicles. So a number of youth were seen exiting inside around the time of the incident and went in the direction of the Cassie Road, Cockhill Road. So we'd ask if any motorists were travelling those roads who may have dash cam footage, or any witnesses who have any information, please contact Buncrana Garda Station at 07493205 40.
Police are investigating a report of shots being fired in the Bogside area of Derry last night. Shortly before 11:20 p.m, they received a report of a number of loud bangs being heard in the area. At around the same time, a third-party report was received about possible shots being heard in the area as well. Police say inquiries continue to establish exactly what occurred and to confirm if any shots were fired. Meanwhile, police in Derry are also say they have received a number of reports in relation to material placed on a bonfire in Meenan Square in the Bogside area of Derry. They say these reports are being treated as hate crimes and they're seeking to identify those responsible. Michaela Clark has more.
In a statement this morning, Derry City and Strabane Superintendent Willie Calderwood says potential offences include the theft and destruction of political material, flags, banners and poppy wreaths. He says as part of their inquiries, police have gathered and secured evidence of potential offending and they will engage with the Public Prosecution Service. Superintendent Calderwell says the vast majority of people celebrate their culture peacefully and lawfully and do not want cultural celebrations to be undermined by antisocial behaviour, criminal activity or hate directed towards others. He appeals to anyone with any further information, and specifically information those who may have been responsible for the potential offences, to come forward either by contacting the local neighbourhood policing team or via Crime Stoppers.
Other recent incidents drawing criticism have included pro-IRA chanting at a Wolf Tones gig in Belfast and the selling of UVF and parachute regiment flags in Derry. UUP leader Doug Beattie said it's been a shocking few days.
As a citizen of Northern Ireland, it depresses me. As a political leader, it depresses me. But I have to say it's a minority. And I'm heartened that from all corners of our society, be they from nationalism, republicanism, unionism, loyalism, or none of the above, that people have come out and condemned that. So we can stand together and say this is not right, and we don't need it in our society.
A Buncrana football club says the threat of danger posed by wanton vandalism is not acceptable. On Sunday morning, ahead of the under-11s final, coaches at Buncrana Hearts FC discovered broken glass, bottles and beer cans strewn across the pitch in Castle Park. Mark McLaughlin, secretary of Buncrana Hearts FC, says the consequences are unthinkable.
The big bottles are easily picked up, but you know yourself, when the glass shreds and it shatters throughout the small grass, it was very, very dangerous. Like the small pieces, the fine shredded glass was through the glass. So we were like literally picking up small, wee fragments the whole way through the pitch. If a child slid through that, the damage would have been untold.
Meanwhile, a Convoy councillor has branded a recent incident of vandalism at the Convoy Arsenal football pitch as disgraceful. Over the weekend, the youth's football goalposts were destroyed with the posts left bent and broken. Convoy councillor Liam Doherty says the incident is a disgrace and an attack on the entire community.
Yeah, it's disgraceful. It's unbelievable that, you know, these are nets that was used for youth, like for the young people around the Convoy and local area, and for people to go on and vandalise them and destroy them, it's unacceptable. You know, the club itself, you know, is a hard-working club, and there are a lot of youth there who uses the facility and that, and it's a blow to them, like that someone or some people would go on and do this for no real reason. It's a disgrace. The people in the area is disgusted with it and very angry. The amount of young ones uses this facility, and older ones that, but with these nets was being used for the youth training and the league camps and stuff. And it's just a blow. It's unacceptable in this day and age, and it's disgraceful. And hopefully they will be apprehended and pay the price for it, you know.
Anyone with information then is just urged to come forward?
Yes, anyone at all that thinks of any small wee bit of information at all, seen someone or any kind of information at all, to come forward to the local Gardaí and say hopefully they'll be apprehended and hopefully this, you know, won't happen again, you know.
Two petrol bombs have been discovered in Brady. At around 9:30 a.m. yesterday morning, it was reported that a petrol bomb had been located outside a property on Bluebell Avenue, while a short time later, a second was discovered outside another property in the area. Neither of them had been lit, and police say inquiries are ongoing and they are working to establish a motive which they believed may be linked. The Housing Minister has said a report into alleged conflicts of interest at a board panala may be published in a redacted format. An investigation by Senior Counsel Remy Farrell has been sent to the Gardaí, the Director of Public Prosecutions and the Standard in Public Office Commissions. It examines alleged conflicts of interest in a number of decisions involving the former Deputy Chair of the body, Paul Hyde. Minister Darragh O'Brien said the report may be published with some parts redacted.
Well, look, that is obviously a possibility. But the report has only gone to the three agencies that I mentioned just yesterday. So I'll await to receive advice from them. We've been very careful and deliberate in what we've done heretofore. As I said, I take this situation extremely seriously. I've acted upon it promptly. And I want to make sure that anything we do won't prejudice any investigation.
Police in Strabane are investigating a vehicle fire on Hospital Road in Castlederg during the early hours of today. Just before 4:30 a.m, it was reported a car was on fire and had sustained significant damage, while another vehicle parked close by had also been damaged as a result of the blaze. Police and the fire service attended the scene, and inquiries are ongoing to establish the cause of the fire. A 26-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of arson, and he remains in custody, assisting police with inquiries. Anyone with information is asked to call 101. A mother has spoken out after her daughter was allegedly attacked by a group of girls outside the McDonald's premises in Letterkenny at 9 o'clock on Sunday night. Celeste, a native of South Africa, says she brought her children here for a better life and did not expect such incidents to happen in Letterkenny. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Celeste said her daughter Emily was fearful during the incident and has been badly affected by it. She says the incident was partially captured on CCTV, and she is urging any witnesses to come forward. Slice told Greg Hughes the attack on her daughter was vicious.
One of the girls grabbed her behind the head because she's got very long hair. And I mean, she grabbed on it that when they pulled her away from Emily, she had basically grabbed a clump of hair. My daughter's got a couple of bald patches on the back of her head. Another girl had grabbed her arm and twisted it behind her back. Another girl had her in a leg lock, had her head in between her legs towards the ground. Emily trying to get out of the situation. She was fighting for her life. She bit the girl in the leg. Her face and her cheek is bruised. Bruised and scratched. She's got scratches on her arm. The bruising is scary because it's on her neck, the front of her neck, behind her neck, her back, because I threw her towards a McDonald's bin and hard. My daughter walks like a little old lady because her back is so sore she can't straighten it up and she can't bend.
There's a lot of CCTV down that area. Did you raise this with the local guard, the local police? And if yes. So, what have they said? And are they going to access the CCTV?
They've already accessed the CCTV. They've already got names. But I'm just basically asking for witnesses to come forward because the CCTV footage didn't catch what happened before. It can't see where the tables are by McDonald's. It can't see beyond that.
Transport Infrastructure Ireland has confirmed there are no plans to develop a motorway link-up in the north-west. Councillor Micheál Colum-McGillespie proposed a route that would link Derry to Sligo, incorporating Letterkenny and Donegal be developed. However, in response to a parliamentary question from Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle on behalf of the councillor, the TII says there are no plans in place for such a development. Councillor McGillespie believes public representatives in the county must work together to ensure adequate infrastructure is delivered for Donegal.
Very disappointing, but that's not shocking, the response. Basically, it's not on the agenda and it won't be on the agenda. And if you look at the map of Ireland and if you look at the infrastructure in terms of dual carriageways and motorways, you see very, very clearly that Donegal, right down Sligo, Leitrim, right down the Western Corridor, were without any real proper infrastructure. If you look at the amount of people from Donegal that travel to Derry, travel to Lifford, Balbuffet, Donegal Town, or right down the Western Corridor, those that are, if they're lucky enough to be able to go to college or to get a house in Galway, unfortunately, cancer patients are heading down there regularly, and there's a huge traffic and footfall of people from Donegal, Sligo, all the way down to Galway. And the first motorway you hit is Tuam. And we deserve infrastructure like this as well. And what I would like to see now is that our five TDs here in Donegal would sit down at the one table and look to find a way to put major infrastructure like this here on the government's agenda, bring it to a cabinet table and start working with other TDs, senators and MEPs to bring this much needed infrastructure for people of Donegal, Sligo and right down the Western Corridor.
The time has just gone 13 minutes past 5. I'm going to take a short break now, but we'll be back right after these.
Whoa!
Did you see that?
She just unfolded her Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4.
I didn't know you could have hands-free video calls on a phone and paint a beautiful self-portrait at the same time.
And now she's taking selfies while doing her nails.
That's mad.
Hands-free video calls and photos with the Galaxy Z Flip 4. A serious flex. Pre-order yours and get a guaranteed €250 off when you trade in any smartphone in any condition at Samsung.com. Pre-order by 25th of August. Your old phone for trade-in required. T's and C's apply.
The legends are coming.
The legends of golf are coming.
The countdown is on. Yes, there are only a number of days to the start of the Irish Legends. Presented by the McGinley Foundation, the event takes place at Rosapenna Hotel and Golf Resort. Tuesday the 16th, the fairways will be filled with celebrities from the world of sport and entertainment. And Thursday the 18th is the start of the professional competition. Witness some of the greats of the game, including Ryder Cup captains, major winners, taken to the links of Rosapenna over 3 days. Will it be up to the challenge? Tickets now on sale at legendstour.com. Irish Legends, presented by the McGinley Foundation.
Exam results arriving? Your future starts at Northwest Regional College. Visit our results days to confirm your place or apply for a course at our Derry, Strabane or Limavady campuses. Call 048 7127 6000 or visit nwrc.ac.uk/results. This is Northwest Regional College. This is your future.
one of Ireland's most exciting young bands, the Tumbling Paddies, play Mulroy Woods Hotel this Thursday 18th. Doors open at 7:30. Admission €15. That's the Tumbling Paddies. Live this Thursday night, followed by a disco at Mulroy Woods Hotel Milford. Tickets from hotel reception or online at eventbrite.ie.
Ancient tales, storied traditions, wild meadows, meandering rivers, medieval might, Georgian splendor. Ireland's rich heritage is all around us and it's waiting to be discovered. Celebrate our natural, cultural and built heritage and ensure our past has a future. Join us this Heritage Week from August 13th to 21st. Visit heritageweek.ie to plan your week and find out more. This is a programme of the Heritage Council, supported by the Local Authorities Heritage Officers Network and the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to Highland Radio News, and it's over to Oisin Kelly in Rossapenna for all the latest in sport.
Yeah, thanks Emma. Welcome back here to a sunny and windy Downings as we head into the closing hours of the Celebrity Pro-Am on day one of the Irish Legends. We'll have more on the event shortly, but we're going to start our bulletin with athletics, and Brendan Boyce secured a credible 10th place at the European Athletics Championships in Munich earlier. That was despite being hampered by a shin injury in the weeks leading up to today's race. It continues his run of top 10 finishes at every championship he has competed in. He finished 10th today, but with 15k to go, he was back in 18th and put in a powerful performance over the closing kilometres to take a top 10 finish. He was speaking to Will Downing afterwards, and the Milford native said it was a major positive with the result today.
I'm happy with the prep I've had. I probably think my fitness is there. I just probably wasn't able to use it today as much as I wanted to. I did a session last Monday and aggravated my shin, so I haven't walked since last Monday, so it was a bit of an unknown starting today. I didn't even know if I was going to finish the race, so a lot of mental struggles all the way through there when I was back in about 20th, and I was getting a few cautions in the middle of the race. The head was kind of very, very negative, and then I think once we turned the corner at 20k and I realised that the last 15k is where I should be good, so I was able to turn it around. And yeah, once I started passing people, the head started switching to positive feelings again, so yeah, the body just about held up. And yeah, I'm actually delighted with 10th, but I think if I was 100%, I could have been fighting for a medal today. So yeah. Happy, but also maybe a little bit not disappointed, but maybe just thinking about what could have been if everything was 100%. So still top 10 now in every major championship. So yeah. You know, it proves that I am a top level athlete, and you know, that's probably enough now for me to commit to one more year and try and do something good in Budapest next year.
Brendan Boyce, who set to commit to another year of the 35-kilometre walk after a very strong 10th-place finish at the European Championships in Munich earlier today. Just staying with the action in Germany, Israel Olatunde will be in lane 7 for the third semi-final of the men's 100 metres. That race is due on track at around 8:20. Also this evening, Dara McElhinney and Brian Fair in the final of the men's 5,000. Earlier, Rashida Adeliki qualified rather for the final of the 400 metres. 51.08 was the time, and that was enough to send her through to the decider tomorrow. Kira McGeehan ran a season best to qualify for Friday's final of the 1500 metres, while Sarah Healy admitted her attitude got the better of her as she just missed out for a place in the decider there. Okay, let's take a look now at the golf.
Highland Radio's coverage from the Irish Legends Golf at Rossapenna Hotel and Golf Resort comes to you in association with Boyce's Centre, Kerrygarten, Downings. Stay local, support local and shop local.
Well, we've had a fantastic day here at the Irish Legends on the opening day of the celebration of golf. It is, of course, a Pro-Am day. We had the Championship Pro-Am earlier, and then this afternoon still playing is the Celebrity Pro-Am. Weather conditions, it hasn't rained for most of the day, which was good. Yes, there is a strong breeze down here in Rossapen, and it has played a factor in the scoring, but the sun has come out in the latter part of the afternoon, and there's been a brilliant atmosphere down here as the celebrities mixed with the professionals and the golfing fans on the old Tom Morris course. We'll take a look at the individual celebrity competition, and our very own Packy Boner is out in front, 5 under for the former Republic of Ireland and Celtic goalkeeper, leading by 4, and he put in a very, very strong closing holes in the opening 9 to lead comfortably. From Sky Sports presenter Georgie Bingham, Boner's at 5 under, Bingham sits at 1 under. Next on the leaderboard is snooker star Ken Doherty at +1. He sits in 3rd position, followed by Kevin Moran and Anthony Nash at a +2. And then there's a group of players tied for joint 6th at +3, and they include Pat Jennings, Chris Akabusi and Jim Gavin. On the team front, Team Fowler and Team Gomez, who have led for the bulk of the day, they continue to head the field there. They sit at 11 under, and the team made up of Fowler is Peter Fowler, Pat Jennings, Thomas McCarron and Adi McAleary, while Team Gomez is Rafael Gomez's team with Chris Akabusi and the Donnellys of Eamon and Martin. They lead by 1 at 11 under, but the host, Paul McGinley, is close at hand in 3rd, sitting at 10 under. Paul's team is made up of Packy Boner, who leads that individual celebrities event, with John Farrell and Sian Stonehill also on that team. And Team Carreras, another of the Argentinian visitors, is 4th in that section, and sitting alongside him is one of the O'Carroll family in the form of Danny, also there as well as Paul Canning and Brian O'Donnell. But there's still quite a bit of golf to play. It's going to be a number of hours yet, another couple of hours yet before they finish up, because the last of the teams to hit the 10th hole that are working on the back 9 with another 9 holes to go is Paul McGinley's team. Packy Boner's on that team, as we said as well. So it could be round about 7:30 before the action for the Celebrity Pro-Am teams comes to an end. The last of the groups are going to head to the 18th. Now, let's hear from former Republic of Ireland manager Mick McCarthy. As you know, there's a host of international footballers who are here today for the Pro-Am. Among them, McCarthy, Niall Quinn, Steve Staunton, Ronnie Whelan and Kevin Moran. Conor McNamara has been speaking to a number of those who are taking part today. He's been speaking with Big Mick, and he asked him the question, who is the best golfer of the international men here this weekend?
I'm not sure. I think Quinn is up there, apparently. I haven't seen Ronnie play. I saw him practising. I don't know. It's not me anyway, that's for sure. I can vouch for that.
Yeah, we always associate footballers with playing golf. Back in those days, did you get to play golf when you were at those tournaments?
No, we never played when we were... I can't ever remember coming over and playing, except when we stayed in a hotel somewhere before a competition maybe played. But other than that, you come in on the Sunday, you play on a Wednesday, you're going home. Yeah. You know, it was busy.
You do what you do. How's your game these days? Are you hitting straight?
I'm just saying, I had a lesson the other day because I was slicing the hell out of it. And I'm a bit like I was at football. I'm a scrapper. That's what it is. You know, the lads who I play with say it's hard to get a pound out of me, but, you know, it's generally by, chipping, putting, scrapping away. Yeah. So I love it, though. I love the crack, playing with my mates. And I've got a bit more time to do it now.
Brilliant. Great to have all the legends here this week, and great exposure for a part of the country that's got some beautiful golf courses around here.
This is amazing. Yes, I used to go up to Guido, Timmy up there, and I used to love it up there. Austin Guido, the hotel up there, that's where it was. Timmy Boyle and his family. It was brilliant. I love playing in Ireland, and these courses, I mean, every time I turn up, there's some other one that's just better than the next, or the view's better than the next. Well, there's seven of us going down to, well, eight of us, me, plus seven others. We're going down to the Old Head in October. I've kind of, I waxed that lyrical about it. They all said, oh, we'd like to do that. So hopefully we get the weather.
There you go. That's Mick McCarthy, former Republic of Ireland manager and centre-half, of course, talking to Conor McNamara. He's enjoying his day today here in Donegal and Downings at Rosapenna. OK, just finally, some of the other sporting headlines from today. Applications for the Donegal senior manager's position closed on Monday. Donegal GAA say they will not be releasing the details or identities of the applicants or the selection committee. The county executive will meet in the coming days on the matter, and the three-person committee will be formed to oversee the process. Donegal chairman Mick McGrath says, in respect of the identity of the candidates and the three-person committee, the intention is to show confidentiality, respect and professionalism in our dealings with interested persons. Shamrock Rovers have been forced to fly out of Shannon again for the Europa League playoff first leg with Ferencvaros. Last week, manager Stephen Bradley bemoaned their inability to travel to recent European away games from Dublin Airport. They play the Hungarian champions on Thursday before the top-of-the-table clash with Dundalk at the weekend. Rangers manager Giovanni Van Bronckhorst wants to take the club back to the biggest stage of European football by securing Champions League qualification. They took on PSV Eindhoven at Ibrox tonight in the first leg of their playoff for a place in the group stage. And Mona McSherry will compete in her third semi-final of the European Championships in Rome this evening. The Sligo native will be in lane 7 for the second semi-final of the 50-metre breaststroke after swimming a time of 31.41 seconds this morning. We'll have more from the golf available online on our website, highlandradio.com, later this evening. Our next bulletin is tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. Emma.
Great, Oisin. Thank you. To weather now, a mix of cloudy patches and sunny spells this evening. Largely dry with a mix of cloud and clear spells along with a few passing showers. Lowest temperatures of 6 to 11 degrees. And a look back on today's headlines. It's emerged that a woman in her 90s who died following a crash in County Mayo yesterday was from Donegal. Katie Doherty from Railway View in Lahey was a passenger in one of two cars that collided on the N17 close to the Kilkelly turnoff at 5:50 p.m. Three women and two children were taken to Mayo University Hospital to be treated for their injuries, but Miss Doherty later passed away. Gardaí are seeking to identify a number of youths absorbed in Bunkrana around the time of a fire which completely destroyed a portable cabin office. Between 8:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Thursday last, the fire was started on a site adjacent to Park Moor housing estate. Significant damage was also caused to three lorries. Police in Derry say they have received a number of reports in relation to material placed on a bonfire in Meenan Square in the Bogside area of Derry. They say these reports are being treated as hate crimes and they are seeking to identify those responsible. And finally, a Bunkrana football club says the threat of danger posed by wanton vandalism is not acceptable. On Sunday morning, ahead of the under-11s final, coaches of Bunkrana Hearts football club discovered broken glass, bottles and beer cans strewn across the pitch in Castle Park. Meanwhile, a convoy councillor has branded a recent incident of vandalism at the convoy Arsenal football pitch as disgraceful. Over the weekend, the youth's football goalposts were destroyed with the posts left bent and broken. That's all news for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock, but until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 16th of August. The death has taken place of Robert Winters, 110 Ballycolman Estates, Strabane, and formerly of Glebe Gardens, Sion Mills. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 12:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 1:00, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Pat Woods, 40, Listenafin Park, Strabane. reposing at his daughter Hannah Wood's home at 21 Bracken Hill, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 25 past nine for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Millmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Billy Flanagan, 12 Bell Road, Claddy, Strabane. Reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 25 past 11 for Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church, Dunnyloop at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to New Horizons, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the Dunnyloop Chapel YouTube channel. And the death has taken place of John Joseph Sonny Collins, Main Street Convoy. Remains reposing at his late residence. Removal from there this evening at 6:45, going to St Mary's Church Convoy for reception prayers and to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the old cemetery. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.